For someone who is transgender, their journey is often complicated. Transitioning is a huge step, and it's even more daunting in a small town, especially when you're a local celebrity. Texas Public Radio's Jerry Clayton reports.
And the morning show that is the greatest of all time anywhere and everywhere, it's the Morning Mayhem.
Meet Michaela Taylor. Taylor is the host of the Morning Mayhem show on 99.1 Mike FM in Kerrville, Texas. Every weekday morning, Taylor and sidekick Radkowski run a humor-driven morning radio show.
Rocking you out and jamming with you on this great Thursday morning.
Michaela is married, and she and her wife have 5 children. And she's about 6 months into her hormone replacement therapy after announcing on social media and later on the air that she is a trans woman. Michaela's journey with gender dysphoria began at an early age, but in her teen years, things got worse.
And my body was making changes that I wasn't comfortable with the changes. And I was told, you know, before I hit puberty that my body would be making these changes, and it didn't sound very appealing to me. And then they started happening, and that's when everything just kind of got out of control.
She struggled with her feelings. She turned to alcohol and drugs. At one point, Michaela considered suicide. Then there was the first time she tried on women's clothing.
It was complete euphoria. I felt like I saw myself more in the mirror that was actually me and not, you know, what I had become.
Michaela told her wife about her feelings before she made the decision to transition. She asked her wife, Chelsea, to go on a girls' trip to San Antonio.
I wanted to go where nobody would know who I was and just walk about around and be free and be myself.
Chelsea went with it.
We kind of went shopping and she's like, you know, I want to buy some female clothes for myself. And I was like, really? Like, is this, you know, something we're doing? And so she did.
It was that night out that convinced Michaela to transition.
And I just said to myself, I'm a trans woman. And I felt an instant sense of relief. My shoulders dropped. They'd been tense for 20 years or whatever.
Chelsea has embraced Michaela's transition.
I married her because I love her. I love the person she is. And, you know, it doesn't matter if she's a man or a woman. I'm going to love her just the same.
Chelsea has seen Michaela begin to change.
She's a lot more emotional, that's for sure. Like things that, you know, with the kids, like I would get emotional over like, oh, it's the first day at school. It's the this and that. And, you know, before it wasn't really a big thing to her. And now it's, you know, she gets emotional about that stuff right along with me.
Then came going public. Her bosses were supportive. On her morning show, before she officially came out, Michaela and co-host Radkowski began to occasionally reference her transition.
The only time you have not given Coach Employee of the Month is when you first started the Employee of the Month. You awarded that to a Mike Taylor.
Yeah.
Who's no longer with the company.
Kerrville has just over 23,000 people. About 75% of voters went Republican in the last presidential election.
I expected to have to pack my family up and move out of town. You know, Kerrville is a very conservative area. I was expecting the rocks and beer bottles.
But except for some negative Facebook posts, the community has embraced Michaela. Kelsey Wallace is a longtime listener of the show.
I thought it was the coolest thing to know that this is how Michaela has felt for so many years. I was glad to be a part of the whole coming out story.
Despite the support from the community and radio listeners, Taylor says there was one casualty in her relationships. After seeing a picture of Michaela wearing makeup, her father stopped talking to her. For Here and Now, I'm Jerry Clayton.